Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend, and Joyce McRedmond is in. She is a psychologist and parent mentor, and getting some great advice from Joyce about parenting, but particularly teenagers. And I want to talk to you today, Joyce, about anxious teenagers doing exams. If you're a parent, it can be a really, really worrying time.
Look, you know, as somebody said, I think it'd be easier to do the exam myself than it is to parent somebody who's doing an exam. So it is. Everybody's anxious around exam times. Anxiety has the letter I in the middle of it. And when we're anxious, it's all about I. Oh, I'm not good enough. I can't. I won't. Look, the biggest thing I think for parents is to stay separate. If you can remember that, you're not doing the exam. The biggest gift that you can give your child is to believe in them. You know, you've seen them grow to where they are today. Remind them of the successes that they've had. Remind them of the fact that they've actually got to where they are. Remind them that they are capable, that they can put their head down, that they can do the stuff, and believe in them.
There's a real balance, isn't there, between too much study and not enough? Because you will hear parents saying, my God, they literally haven't opened a book. And then the flip side, they're studying day in, day out, the weekend, never taking a break. So how do you motivate the one that won't study?
Look, motivation is, you know, how many motivational speeches have you heard in your life? And we all as parents want this notion of, how am I going to motivate my kids? Well, here is the great news. Stop trying. You can't. Motivation is an internal job. When our children are small, they have pots of it. You look at your 2-year-old and look at them flying around the place, opening every cupboard door, doing all of the things that you don't want them to do, creating all of that mess, and tell me that there's a problem with motivation. You know, what does this teen want to do when they finish school? It's not about them. Sometimes you'll hear this notion of, oh, I don't like the teacher, or there's this, or there's that, or there's the other. I don't like the subject. And it's to try and come at your teenage years, you're starting to look forward. What's the life down the road that you're looking to? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you feel that you can do for yourself to get there? The Leaving Cert is really just about academic performance. It is a doorway through to your next step. But honest to goodness, I see a huge change in the last 5 years. There are so many varied opportunities of how to get to where kids want to go now. It's not the same as it used to be, where you either went straight in the door to university, or you took up an apprenticeship, or you said, oh my God, there's nothing for me. There are loads of different routes to go get to where you want to go.
So for a teenager who is studying too much, how do you get them to relax?
Okay. Well, I think it's about sort of saying, what else might we do with the time? How much emphasis have we placed on this exam? So it's to just kind of open the door to other things. We all need to be physically active. You know, we need to look after our physical health. We need to look after our emotional health. If we're doing a lot of study, well, then can we be kind to ourselves and say, all right, let's study until what kind of time? OK, so what are you going to treat yourself to when you've finished your study this evening? What are you looking forward to? Is there a movie you'd like to go to? What about your pals? Are you going to hook up with them?
Can I ask you about something I've heard of? And this was certainly the case when I was in school. People were telling me that their parents were offering them money based on the results they would get.
Yeah.
So if they got 6 honours, they would get £100 per honour or something like that. Is it still going on?
I have heard of it. I can't say that I believe that it really impacts on the result. I suspect the kid that is getting the €100 and gets the good result would probably have got the good result without the €100. And that comes back to this notion of personal motivation. I think on this one as well, you know, there's this thing which I call competitive parenting. And I sometimes say to my kids when they say, so-and-so's parents are offering them a reward for whatever it might be, or so-and-so's parents do all of this for them and you don't do it for me. You know,
such a bad mother.
Such a bad mother. Such a bad mother. And there will always be parents that are going to do more than you as a parent. So I say, look, I'm not entering the race. I'm not here to be a competitive parent. That's their choice. But for me, what I'm trying to do is enable you to do what it is that you can do for yourself, and to recognise that life, you're more than a Leaving Cert result. And life goes on before the Leaving Cert and after the Leaving Cert.
Around the actual exam time then, so we're talking about the lead up, the study, there can be absolute panic mode in a household, can't there? Because, oh God, I didn't do enough. I haven't a clue. It all went terribly wrong. Or they come home an hour into the exam, you're like, what are they doing walking in the door now? They shouldn't be home for another couple of hours. Advice, please, Joyce.
Okay, they walk in the door an hour after the exam started. Not the time to be asking the question about the exam. It's done. It's over. So, how are you? How was it? Or they may just walk in the door and walk up to their room. They might just want to be on their own. Then in terms of just the general atmosphere around the house, soak it up. That's your job. You know, feed them, give them lifts, give them what they like as treats. Be the one that's the calm in the midst of the storm.
Okay, so no nagging during that time and trying to make life that little bit easier for them around that time.
Utterly. Absolutely, okay. Utterly.
All right. Oh, God, the poor parents that are going to be going through this very, very soon. There is Joyce McRedman, psychologist and parent mentor, talking about anxious teens doing exams. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.